We are here with Kip Cullors here in Southwest Missouri, and we're going to talk a little bit about the corn and soybean harvest. And Kip, why don't you tell me first, we have gotten some harvest done, but how has your harvest been going?
You know, Sandy, this year has been quite a challenge. We started combining corn August the 12th, and it's now November, and I've never combined corn in my entire life in the month of November. And we should have been done, you know, a month and a half ago. We've just barely started on any soybeans. But the good thing is that we sprayed headline on every acre of corn. And I look at my neighbors, and their corn's all falling down. And where we sprayed the headline on there, you know, the corn's still standing pretty good. And it's all about plant health. If you can keep that plant alive and healthy for a long time, you know, it's just the corn's actually standing there waiting on us. But like I said, I've been looking at some of my neighbors' corn that don't have any headline on it, and it looks like a teetotal wreck to me.
Well, now, as far as weather is concerned, what have we looked at, this entire season, but especially the harvest season, it's been pretty wet, hasn't it?
Oh, mercy. We've got the wettest October on record. September was wet for us. We're starting out here in November. We've been stuck 9 times so far this year picking corn with a combine, and we've got patches and fields of probably about 10 different fields that's got, you know, 15, 20 acres left in them that we're probably going to have to wait and combine in January when the ground freezes. But our worst problem here in Southwest Missouri, sometimes our ground never freezes.
Oh, really? Well, now, you mentioned headline. Now, how did headline perform for you this year?
You know, just like normal, you know, it's just become old hat for us. I don't think you can raise a crop without it anymore. It's just tremendous, you know, and I preach and preach and preach all across the U.S. about how the importance of using fungicide, and it's just an absolute bare necessity as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, probably 15 to 20 bushels acre increase on corn. Soybeans, about the same thing. We did a little experiment last year. We was putting on 2 applications of headline on our soybeans, and we was actually picking up about 30 bushels acre of 2 applications.
Well, of course, you're a champion as far as corn and soybean production is concerned. And you've been preaching, like you said, headline for many, many years. Did you use anything before headline as far as a fungicide is concerned?
Well, you know, see, for me, it wasn't no big challenge for me to go to using headline fungicide because we've been in a vegetable business for, you know, over 20 years. And you don't even think about raising vegetables without using some form of fungicide on it. So it was no big challenge or no big step for me to switch over there and just incorporate fungicide on every acre of corn and soybeans.
Well, now, as far as you talked about some of the benefits, of course, plant health is something you constantly harp on, and also standability. So what do you think are the real benefits, the main advantages of using headline?
Well, you just got to keep that plant alive and happy and healthy, like I always say, and you know, you do that. I mean, if you feel good, you want to do something. If you don't feel good, you just want to lay around the house. The plant's the same way. If it feels good, it wants to produce, and if it don't feel good, it's kind of like you. It just lays around the house.
Well, and you talked about standability with the corn, and a season like this. How important is that?
That's just crucial this year, you know. Like I said, you just look at my neighbors, and their corn's falling down, and mine's still standing like a tree.
Well, what about yield difference? Of course, that's the bottom line.
Corn, you know, like I said, 15, 20 bushels. Soybeans, it's just off the chart. There's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's an absolute bare necessity. And if you want to raise 100 bushel farm averages and you're not going to use the fungicide program, you're probably not going to achieve that.
Well, it is a no-brainer. So why are you still seeing some of your neighbors not using it?
Well, you know, I was driving out in the country, and I'm always asked all the time when I'm out giving talks, well, what is your neighbors doing this and that? And I was driving across the country the other day, and about 2 miles from where I live, they had this goat tied up to a T-post. And this 350-pound Holstein calf sucking this goat. I whipped around really fast to get a picture of that to put on my presentation so I can show everybody, well, this is what my neighbors do. So I've never seen a 350-pound Holstein calf sucking a goat, but I did the other day for the first time. So I guess, you know, I live in the middle of hillbilly country. I don't know.
Well, you just had a new baby this year. Now, with the headline difference, with the yield difference that you get, what does that mean for you as far as what you can do for your family? Are you doing anything extra for your family with that new baby in your house with the yield difference you get with headline?
Well, I don't have to. Narissa's not on goat milk, so we actually buy the expensive formula. And you know, Michelle got a new boat. I call it Michelle's yacht. It's a big old pontoon boat. And yeah, I mean, you know, hey, if you can pick up 15 extra bushels of corn at $4 and it costs you 20 to do it, and you make and $4 corn, that's $20 an acre, and you multiply that times, say, 10,000 acres, I don't know, you can buy a lot of boats.
I guess so. Well, what are you seeing as far as your yields this year?
Our farm over here on corn at Stark City this year, dry land, irrigated, the whole 9 yards, we averaged about 203 bushels on our corn farm average. So, I mean, I think that's pretty decent. I don't know.
Sounds pretty good to me. Well, I know this is probably a dumb question, but do you plan on continuing to use headline?
Oh, it's a bare necessity. I mean, that's just one of them. You know, I often say, you know, people that's not using it enjoys being poor. My wife actually likes prosperity, so she likes boats and hybrid Tahoes and this and that, you know, and she's pretty good. I mean, I'm not bashing her here, but, you know, I mean, she likes the finer things in life.
Well, that's good. Well, if you could say one thing about headline to your fellow growers, to anybody who hasn't used it yet, what would that be?
You know, at least try it, you know. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. And you got to always be open-minded and try all kinds of new stuff. BSF's got a bunch of new fungicides that's coming down the pipe. There's a lot of companies that does. And, you know, be open-minded and try new things.
Well, thank you very much. Kip, when do you think you're going to get finished harvesting?
Lord, I don't know. It just depends on when it quits raining. I think we're going to actually cut some corn in January if the ground ever freezes up. I don't know.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you very much, Kip Cullors, here with our Harvest Report by BASF. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Okay, now I'm going to get you closer.